Third, the third characteristic, emptiness. Ordinarily, people do not understand the concept of emptiness, sunyata. They generally think that emptiness means nothingness, which is a misconception. We have already mentioned the phenomenon of dependent origination, in which all dharmas arise and cease due to causes and conditions. All dharmas come into being because of the coming together of the right causes and conditions. They cease due to the disintegration of the causes and conditions that were responsible for their formation. Therefore, the nature of all dharmas is emptiness. That is, dharmas do not have any inherent self-nature, so they are described as empty. Usually, people limit their understanding of emptiness to mean absolute nothingness and yet consider existence to be real. According to the Buddha's teachings, existence, arising due to dependent origination, is illusory, yet it does not preclude emptiness. Similarly, emptiness, the fundamentally empty nature of all existence, means non-substantiality, but it does not preclude existence. This is the concept of dependent origination with the nature of emptiness. I would like to explain emptiness as follows. 1. The four great elements are fundamentally empty. The five aggregates are not true existence. The meaning of emptiness in Mahayana Buddhism is infinity. It is not absolute nothingness. It is a constructive and revolutionary concept used by the Mahayanists to explain the existence of this world and universe. The four great elements are fundamentally empty. The five aggregates are not true existence is how the Buddha explained nature of all events and phenomena of this world and universe after he attained enlightenment. All dharmas exist due to the coming together of the four great elements. What are the four great elements? They are earth, water, fire, and wind. Earth has the property of solidity. Water has the property of humidity. Fire has the property of heat. And wind has the property of mobility. Why do we say that the four elements of earth, water, fire, and wind are great? We say this because everything in this world and universe is formed by these four elements. Let's examine the production process of a cup. A cup is produced by firing clay that is molded into the shape of a cup. The main ingredient, clay, belongs to the earth element. Water is then added to the clay in order to make the clay malleable. The cup is then fired in order to solidify its shape. Finally, the cup is cooled and dried by the wind. As one can see, this simple process of producing a cup involves all four elements. Similarly, a human being is also formed by the unity of the four great elements. For example, our skin, hair, nails, teeth, bones, and flesh all belong to the earth element. Our blood, saliva, and urine belong to the water element. Our body heat belongs to the fire element, and our breathing and movement belong to the wind element. Thus, if any one of these four great elements is out of balance, then we will become ill. If these four great elements disintegrate, then we will no longer exist. From these examples, we can see that the physical body is formed by the combination of the four great elements. Furthermore, the mind, as per our usual understanding, is only a combination of the five aggregates. Form, rupa, feeling, vedana, perception, samnya, mental formation, samskara, and consciousness, vijnana. Life is the result of the combination of causes and conditions, without a true independent self nature. A physical body with consciousness only exists due to a combination of factors. When the uniting force of these causes and conditions is exhausted, the previously formed combination of these factors dissolves, and the living being no longer exists. What then is the separate true self? The Buddha teaches that the four great elements are fundamentally empty, and the five aggregates do not have true existence. Once, Su Dongpo of the Song Dynasty went to visit Chan Master Fo Yin. When Su Dongpo arrived, Chan Master Fo Yin was teaching the Dharma. When the Chan Master saw Su Dongpo, he said to him, "Mr. Su, where did you just come from? We do not have a place for you to sit." Su Dongpo replied immediately, "Master, if there is no seat, why don't you lend me your four great elements and five aggregates, your body, to use as my meditation seat?" Chan Master Fo Yin said, "I have a question for you. If you can give me a satisfactory answer, I will let you use me as your seat. If you cannot give me an answer, then please leave your jade belt behind as a souvenir. Here is my question. My four great elements are all empty, and my five aggregates do not have true existence. May I ask where you are going to sit?" Su Dongpo could not give him an answer, so he took off his jade belt, which had been bestowed to him by the emperor, and left. From this story, we can see that the human body, an elusive combination of the four great elements and five aggregates, does not have any true substantial essence for us to grasp. 2. What is emptiness? In the Mahayana teachings, emptiness integrates the three Dharma seals. Emptiness is the ultimate truth. It is an important concept in Buddhism and a special characteristic that distinguishes Buddhism from other worldly teachings. Most people do not understand what emptiness means. They think it means complete nullity and nothingness. This is not so. Emptiness is, in fact, a most profound and wonderful philosophy. If one can truly understand emptiness, one can understand the entirety of Buddhism. What then is emptiness? It is simply not possible to explain the meaning of emptiness in just one sentence. The treatise on the explanation of Mahayana gives 10 definitions of emptiness. Although these definitions cannot thoroughly explain the true meaning of emptiness, they are very close. The 10 definitions of emptiness are explained in this treatise as follows. Number 1. Emptiness has the meaning of non-obstruction. Like space, it can be found everywhere and will not obstruct any material existence. Number 2. Emptiness has the meaning of all-pervasiveness. Like space, it is pervasive and reaches everywhere. Number 3. Emptiness has the meaning of equality. Like space, it does not make any distinctions, but treats all equally. Number 4. Emptiness has the meaning of vastness. Like space, it is vast, limitless, and boundless. Number 5. Emptiness has the meaning of formlessness. Like space, it has no shape or form. Number 6. Emptiness has the meaning of purity. Like space, it is always pure. Number 7. Emptiness has the meaning of motionlessness. Like space, it is always still, completely beyond any form of arising and decaying. Number 8. Emptiness has the meaning of absolute negation. It negates all facts and theories. Number 9. Emptiness has the meaning of emptiness itself. It negates all concepts of interdependent self-nature and also destroys all attachment to the concept of emptiness. Number 10. Emptiness has the meaning of unattainability. Like space, it cannot be attained or held. Although these 10 definitions cannot entirely describe the truth of emptiness, nevertheless, together they provide a vivid depiction for us to better understand this important Buddhist teaching. 3. How can emptiness be perceived? Number 1. Emptiness can be perceived through the elusive nature of continuation. All existence is empty because all phenomena are impermanent. Just like the Yangtze River, the waves from behind push the waves in front. A new generation replaces an older generation. Time continues without interruption, and worldly events are always of suffering, emptiness, and impermanence. Through the continuation of impermanence, we can see emptiness. Number 2. Emptiness can be perceived through the elusive nature of cycles. All dharmas of the universe are governed by the law of cause and effect. A cause will become an effect, which in turn will become a cause. For example, when the appropriate amount of sunlight, air, water, and soil are present, a seed will germinate, bloom, and produce fruit. The seed is the cause, the fruit is the effect. When the necessary external conditions are present, the seeds from this fruit will germinate, bloom, and produce more fruit. In this case, the fruit, which was once the effect, has become the cause. Through this continuous cycle, wherein causes become effect, and effect become cause, we can see emptiness. Number 3. Emptiness can be perceived through the elusive nature of combinations. All dharmas arise due to the harmonious unity of various causes and conditions. For example, the human body is made up of the harmonious unity of skin, flesh, bones, blood, and various bodily fluids. If the human body was separated into these components, there would not be an independent human body to be found. Thus, we can understand emptiness through dependent origination. Number 4. Emptiness can be perceived through the elusive nature of relativity. All dharmas of the universe are relative, such as father versus son and teacher versus student. For example, when a son gets married and has a son, he himself becomes a father. Likewise, a student who learns enough can become a teacher. Thus, all things are relative and are therefore unreal and empty. Number 5. Emptiness can be perceived through the elusive nature of appearance. There is no set standard or measure for how we view appearances. For example, light from a candle may appear bright to our eyes, but when an electric lamp is switched on, the candle light now seems dim. Furthermore, the speed of an automobile may seem fast to us until it is compared to the speed of an airplane. These examples allow us to realize that we view the appearance of all events and phenomena without a set standard, and we can therefore realize emptiness. Number 6. Emptiness can be perceived through the elusive nature of terms. Each dharma in this universe is called by a different name. These names are non-substantial in nature and thus empty. For example, a female baby is called a baby girl. When she has grown up, she is referred to as Miss. When she gets married, she will be addressed as Mrs. When she has her own children, they will call her Mother. When she is old and has grandchildren, she is then known as a grandmother. From a baby girl to a grandmother, she is still the same person, yet her titles are different. Thus, we can understand emptiness through the elusive nature of terms. Number 7. Emptiness can be perceived through the elusive nature of different viewpoints. Different people with different states of mind will have unique views of the same thing or event. For example, on a snowy night, a poet sitting in front of the window inside a warm and cozy house hopes that the snow will continue through the night so that he can enjoy more beautiful scenery. In contrast, a beggar shivering in the cold hopes that the snow will soon stop, otherwise he may not be able to make it through the night. Thus, we can understand emptiness through different viewpoints.